You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy, when the needle drop, the records don't stop, from the bottom to the top of the old juke in the back. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you to another show featuring the great vintage rhythm and blues sounds of post-World War II to just before the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. And this week we continue our series of Rhythm and Booze. Yep, bottoms up, it's another show about drinking songs. We've already done songs about wine and songs about whiskey. This week's show is entitled Hey Bartender, because now we're going to focus on the bartenders and the juke joints. We're going to do some after hours drinking, of most notably beer, but we'll probably throw a little vodka in there, and quite possibly some bourbon and scotch as well. Oh, why don't we kick the show off with some bubbly? I'm talking about a little pink champagne. This was a massive record for Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. Joe, of course, had already scored a behemoth number one in 1945 with the Honey Dripper, which topped the rhythm and blues charts for 18 weeks or so. Well, this was his second biggest hit from the spring of 1950, and man, does it fit fine into our Rhythm and Blues series. It stayed at the top of the rhythm and blues list for 13 solid weeks. Here's Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers spinning off of Specialty Records with Pink Champagne.
Don't mind if I do.
Pink champagne that stole my love from me. Pink champagne that stole my love from me. Pink champagne, where can my lover be? Champagne,
Delicious fish and vodka. Oh, you did that. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Supposed to meet my baby, I'm 20 minutes late. You got my head all twisted, and I just can't get it straight. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. I had a chance to swap you for a little gin. Now when my baby sees me, she's gonna bust my head right in. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. You're good for nothing, bottle. You ain't my friend no more. Vicious, vicious vodka. Oh, you dirty rat. Got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Vicious, vicious vodka.
Vicious, vicious vodka, you nasty, nasty juice. That's a non-charting record from the king of rhythm and blues drinking songs, Amos Milburn and his Aladdin Chicken Shackers, 1954. Now by this point, Milburn had already scored huge hits with Bad Bad Whiskey, Let Me Go Home Whiskey, Thinking and Drinking, One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. And I really think that Vicious Vicious Vodka should have been a hit because it has its own sort of feel. It's not just a copy of the whiskey songs. It's a catchy little number. Milburn, who died at the beginning of 1980 at the young age of 52, had suffered 3 strokes and deteriorating health, mostly brought on by, unfortunately, drinking. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is another installment in our Rhythm and Booze series. This one's titled Hey Bartender. And up next, we're going to hear the sordid tale of a beer-drinking woman. It's by another great unsung hero of early rhythm and blues, Floyd Turnham. He was a West Coast cat, born in 1909 in Washington State. He made a name for himself playing saxophone around Los Angeles. He formed the Floyd Turnham Combo after a stint with one of our favorite cats, Joe Liggins. In the early 50s, Jake Porter signed him to his Combo label, where he cut a handful of singles, including this great one featuring Cletus Harrison on vocal. It's called Beer Drinking Woman, and it's definitely a sign of rhythm and booze. Right here, on the soul that came before rock and roll, the Juke in the Back.
Beer drinking woman. Time the jukebox plays.
I'll stick to homebrew. Drink beer in the morning, add a little stout to make it both way out. Drink it by the case and order some more. Call all of them, they're right next door. Well, in the evening, drinking beer. In the afternoon, well, in the morning, yes, in the spring. Wine is fine, but
shouter extraordinaire Jimmy Witherspoon, drinking beer, have a ball, baby. That's what we're doing this week on Hey Bartender, Rhythm and Booze, right here on the Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. Now, Witherspoon came up through Jay McShann's band and then began scoring hits on his own in 1949 with the number one smash, Ain't Nobody's Business. He would record and sing that one for the rest of his career. Up next, another song about drinking beer, but this one, little sadder, not really having yourself a ball, when somebody snags your frosty beverage. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? It's a common problem, and that's why here at Rosie's Juke Joint, we encourage everyone to finish your current beverage before using the facilities. This is by Dave Bartholomew, singer, songwriter, band leader, producer, talent scout, trumpeter, all-around groovy guy. And as great as Bartholomew was, discovering and signing Fats Domino, Lloyd Price, Shirley and Lee, and the list goes on, he only scored one hit under his name, and that was Country Boy on the Deluxe label in 1950. This one came out on Imperial in 52, and man, is it a doozy. So remember, drink up before you go. Here's Dave Bartholomew with Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Ring.
Chalk. I bought myself a beer, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. A bit on Jesse evaporator, scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rim. Point out that lowdown moocher. I'm gonna dislocate his future. As far back as my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Derek Justman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Daddy wants to have some fun. I ain't been hooked and I ain't been kissed since I put my name on the Hattie call list. I'm feeling fine, I'm very much alive. I'm not very old, I'm just 65.
I'll gain 10 pounds if I gain an ounce. Since I started doing the Hattie Call Bout, of all the women's I'm very fond. I like brunettes and I like the blondes. The Hattie Call Bout has really won its fame. It really makes an old man young again. I've been taking and shaking every day just to keep my hairs from turning gray. Like a fish in the water, I just want to flounce when they start to do in the Hattie Call Bout. I've been going down upon my farm, sold everything to tell me that I'm wrong. On payday when my check is due, I hurry home to my mama on the PDQ. Curls your hair, keeps your skin smooth, clean, fair. Cleans your teeth white, makes your eyeballs bright. Checks your fever and drives away your cold. Really keeps a young man from getting old. In my frock tail coat on a Saturday night, I'm a Hattie Call Daddy and I've got to look just right. Like a fish in the water, I just want to flounce when I hear him doing the Hattie Call Bout.
Roy Byrd and his Blues Jumpers doing the Hattie Call Bounce, recorded on September 9th, 1949 in New Orleans, Louisiana, baby, during the height of Hattie Call, a tonic which contained 12% alcohol, developed by Senator Dudley LeBlanc, who was also from Louisiana. And when this song was recorded, Hattie Call, which was originally marketed in the early 1940s, was actually at the height of its popularity. Mercury Records released Hattie Call Bounce as by Roy Byrd and his Blues Jumpers, but you probably know him better as Professor Longhair, the name he used while recording for Atlantic Records. He was recording for Atlantic and Mercury simultaneously, and that's why he had to use two different names. Mercury Records released Hattie Call Bounce in August of 1950, around the time that Senator LeBlanc was selling the Hattie Call Company. Over the next year, it would crash and burn when the new owners of Hattie Call discovered just how much debt was left behind, because LeBlanc was spending so much in advertising, he bankrupted the company. Hattie Call, which LeBlanc marketed as a vitamin to be taken 4 times daily, as I mentioned, contained 12% alcohol, and so it was very popular in dry counties around the southern U.S. You couldn't get alcohol at your local packy, but you could go into a pharmacy and buy Hattie Call. Some bars in New Orleans even made it into its own cocktail. Hattie Call is still remembered today in songs like Hattie Call Bounce and Hattie Call, That's All by the Trainiers. It also gets name-checked in Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris's classic, Lovin' Machine, when he says, out pops a bottle of Hattie Call. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, as we feature Rhythm and Booze on this week's program. Decided to put Hattie Call in there because of its 12% alcohol. And if you drink too much Hattie Call, you might become a juice head. Oh yeah, and if you become a juice head, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent just might sing a song about you. He recorded this one with the Cootie Williams Orchestra, and it was issued on Capitol Records in 1945. Vincent would go on to cut a solo version of Juice Head Baby later on Mercury Records. So let's hear the fallout from drinking too much. Here's Cootie with Cleanhead, Juice Head Baby.
time. I've got a juice head, baby. She's drunk all the time. When she can't get liquors, she almost loses her mind. She drinks whiskey like water, drinks gin like lemonade. She drinks whiskey like water, drinks gin like lemonade. She makes me go to work early while she lays around in the shade. Now she'd rather drink whiskey than eat a seven-course meal. When she's high, she's happy. Now you know just how I feel. I worry when she's loud and rowdy. I worry when she's quiet. It's getting darned expensive. Keep up her whiskey diet. I took her to a doctor, and this is what he said. There ain't no pills can help her. She's just a natural whiskey head. I've got those juices to do as I can be. Now my woman and her whiskey is going to be the devil.
Until you learn some sense.
one and only Mr. Blues Harris, my baby's Barrel House, which is just another name for a juke joint. That one was recorded with three other songs in March of 1946 in Nashville and released on Nashville's own Bullet Records. Now, did you get a listen to the great walking piano line that starts that number? Well, it's played by none other than Herman Blount, who would later be known to the world as the out of this world Sun Ra. This is supposedly Sun Ra's first time on record, 1946, with Wynonie Harris. As I said, four songs were recorded that day in March, and Bullet took those four and spread them out over two 78s. Well, I happen to know that my baby's Barrel House closes down way too early for us here at the Juke in the Back, and we got to keep that rhythm and booze going. So really, the only option we have left is to hit the after-hour joint. Jimmy Coe and his Gay Cats of Rhythm put out this number on the States label in 1953, and I'm going to spin it for you right now. Hey, bartender, we're at the after-hour joint. Jimmy Coe on the Juke in the Back, Rhythm and Booze.
He is my buddy, so give him a taste in case. I saw a man out on the street. He was broke, hungry, and busted, ain't had nothing to eat. Along came his buddy who offered him a taste, but wouldn't give a dime to help him feed his face. Hey, bartender, give that man a drink. And when I buy my brew, he can buy his brew. Soda, Sticky Pete and wine, sporty odor, gin and bourbon, rock and rye. Come on, everybody, and let's get high. Hey, bartender, give the whole house a drink. Enjoy your check, cause it is later than you think.
Bartender. Yeah, man, that's the title of this week's Rhythm and Booze episode here on the Juke in the Back. That's the Red Saunders Orchestra featuring Joe Williams, released on OK Records in 1955. The tune, though, was recorded way back on August 24th of 51. Saunders, who died in 1981, was a Memphis-born band leader and drummer who made a name for himself in Chicago and New York City. Joe Williams, who was originally from Georgia, came up playing with Lionel Hampton, Coleman Hawkins, Andy Kirk, before joining Red Saunders. He would become super famous during the mid-1950s when he sang and recorded with the Count Basie Orchestra. Now here on Juke in the Back and Rhythm and Booze, we're talking about bartenders. And this next one is a loving tribute to a bartender. A bartender that takes care of you through thick and thin. A bartender who knows exactly what you're looking for and what you need. A bartender who's just like a mother to you. I don't think anyone else could have put out a song like this other than Slim Gaylord. Recorded on February 11th of 47 and released a little later that year on MGM Records, here's Slim Gaylord and his trio with Bartenders Just Like a Mother.
Bartender just like a mother, with his apron so clean and white. For he tries to make everyone happy, and he never looks for a fight. Whenever I'm sad and lonesome, he'll always get me to smile. Oh, the bartender just like a mother to me, and I'm his favorite child. Oh, the bartender just like a mother, and I know he's man's best friend, cause he passes the pretzels and peanuts to the guy along on the inn. Whenever my wife comes hunting, he says I haven't been in. Oh, the bartender just like a mother to me, and I'm his favorite kin. when I've had enough. He refuses to give me another. When I ask for more of the stuff, he won't let me pay for drinking, no matter how much it may cost. Oh, the bartender does like a mother to me, 'cause I'm the bartender's boss. Oh, bartender
makes me slender.
Bartender,
I surrender.
Oh, bartender does like a mother to me.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring rhythm and blues drinking songs. And so I'd like to present one by blues singer Billy Valentine. It's called Beer Drinking Baby, and it was recorded on November 7th of 1949 in either Los Angeles or New York City. The recording location is not the only thing debatable on this recording. It's also who played on it. Supposedly, it was one of the first recordings by saxophone legend John Coltrane, who it sounds like to me is playing tenor on this record. Ray Brown is also featured on bass. If Coltrane is on this recording, then it would make more sense that it was recorded in New York City. But Mercury Records says it was recorded in Los Angeles. So listen closely and see if you think that tenor phrasing is Train. It's spinning off of Mercury Records from 1950, and it's this week's Great 78. Billy Valentine with Beer Drinking Baby.
I've got a beer drinking baby. Well, she drinks both night and day. I've got a beer drinking baby. Well, she drinks both night and day. Well, she's never satisfied till she uses all my pay. She drinks beer in the morning, beer in the night. Come home raising sand, all she wants to do is fight. She is my beer drinking baby. Well, she drinks beer all the time. She drinks beer so often, I'm afraid I'll go stone blind. All night up and down 7th Avenue, drinking that wine and beer till she don't know what to do. She is my beer drinking baby. Well, she drinks beer all the time. Well, she drinks beer so often, I'm afraid I'll lose my mind.
You're listening to The Juke in the Bag with Matt the Cat.
Makes you nutty, but I'll try 'em all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. When whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash, that is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy, vodka keeps you thin, tequila makes you want to fight, but I'll try them all over again. Mash and talk your trash, that is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy, vodka keeps you thin, tequila makes you want to fight, but I'll try them all over again.
Another solid toe tapper from Roy Milton and his Solid Senders, spinning off a specialty from 1950, doing that bartender's boogie. I think Miss Rosie could relate to that one, as she tends bar quite often back here in the Juke Joint. This week on the Juke in the Back, we're featuring another installment of Rhythm and Booze, this one called Hey Bartender, and we're right in the middle of saluting the bartender. Up next, Floyd Dixon, one of the most famous bartender songs, spinning off the Cat label, a subsidiary of Atlantic Records in 1955. This was Floyd's second and final single release from Cat. He had already had several hits for Modern, Peacock, and Aladdin Records, with his final hit being Call Operator 210 in 1952. So even though Hey Bartender is one of Floyd's best remembered records, it did not chart. So remember, when you hear that last call for alcohol, you gotta get your final drinks in, call the bartender down, place your order, baby. Here's Floyd Dixon, 1955, on the Juke in the Back with Hey Bartender.
Went bowling the other night, started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends, felt so good I had to blow again. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. One, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. starts playing and everything, all the cats begin to sing. I heard somebody calls it last round for alcohol. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Draw one, two, three, four glasses of beer.
Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, takes all night long. One scotch, one.
The late, great Amos Milburn and his Chicken Shackers, ordering one scotch, one bourbon, one beer before the bartender closes the joint down, baby. That was one of his biggest records and his second-to-last charter. It was in the autumn of 1953, and that one went to number two. In case you're keeping score at home, Amos Milburn's final charting record was Good, Good Whiskey. I'm at the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's program, Hey Bartender, as I continue the Rhythm and Booze series here on the Juke in the Back. Until next time, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. Or should I say, Rhythm and Booze. Well, it truly is last call, and Hot Lips Page is ready to go, baby. He's even singing the lead vocal on this 1952 classic, spinning off of Cincinnati's King record label, holding stable on my jukebox turntable. Hot Lips Page closing us down with Last Call for Alcohol. Bottoms up, baby. I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Bye-bye.
Have a ball. Now all you cats that don't want to drink, get your stuff at the kitchen sink.
paint off the ceiling, break down the walls. Who's that stopping this shindig? Drinking juice like a French pig. Last call for alcohol. You can sleep in the kitchen, get your feet in the hall. Somebody's knocking, it ain't your ball. Everybody for themselves, it's the law. Came in, had a drink or two. Now he's happy as me or you. Last call for alcohol. Let's get together and have a ball. Richard's here, Caledonia's here, even old man Moe's. Who's that queer looking cat come in, tipping on his toes?
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.